Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 87. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows around 64, partly cloudy. Slight chance for storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86, mainly sunny skies. High temperatures reach up to 93 Friday under sunny skies. 99 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 80.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The National Guard is in Kansas City, Kansas, helping to clear tree limbs and some other debris from recent storms. Their work expected to get underway this morning. Walmart says it's working to reimburse customers in Hays after accidentally charging customers a higher sales tax rate. Walmart did not give a time frame for when the errors happened or how many customers were affected. One transgender Kansan got her license back after suing the revenue department over the state law regulating gender markers. A Douglas County District judge made the decision not on the gender marker itself, but the process of appealing the validity of her driver's license. Her case will now be heard in a trial at the end of September, with another case challenging the same law affecting gender markers and bathroom bans. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
I was what he needed, and he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. This is a reminder from the City of Norton. The public is invited to attend a town hall meeting regarding the proposed 0.5 sales tax for 10 years to fund critical street and infrastructure repairs and improvements. This will take place August 27th at 6 p.m. at the East Campus Auditorium. This meeting will provide community members with an opportunity to learn more about the proposal, ask questions, and participate in the discussion. The HP Rafter Lazy T Ranch near Hoxie will host a Kansas Livestock Association and K-State Ranch Management Field Day Thursday, August 27th, with livestock producers and others involved in agriculture invited to attend. The program will focus on rotational grazing, virtual fencing, and the outlook for cattle and beef markets. A panel of local producers will share their experiences with different rotational grazing systems, including what has worked on their operations. Attendees will also have a chance to ask questions. CAM2 with Virtual Fencing Company will explain how GPS technology and solar-powered collars can allow ranchers to create a virtual fence, moving herds and monitoring cattle from a cell phone. He'll also discuss potential labor savings and how the technology can fit into grazing management. Cattle Facts market analyst Terrell Platt will provide an update on cattle prices, supply and demand, and how global beef production could affect the U.S. cattle industry. The host ranch is owned by Keith and Shirley Pop and their son Trevor. The family operates a commercial cow herd along with a custom haying business stretching from Texas to Kansas, and they'll share more about their operation during the field day. Registration begins at 3:30 Thursday afternoon, and the event will conclude with a complimentary beef dinner. The ranch is located near Hoxie. Directional signs will be posted from both Hoxie and the Greenfield I-70 exit to help visitors reach the field day location. For more information, contact Kansas Livestock Association. Just after 5 p.m. August 24th, Kansas Department of Children and Families contacted police about a possible assault of a child under the age of 12 who had been battered by a known adult associate at a home in Salina, according to the Salina Police Captain James Feldman. The investigation determined the incident occurred on August 23rd when a male subject identified as Austin Prophet, 31 of Salina, had struck the child in the head, causing an injury. Prophet was alleged to have told the child not to tell anyone or he would do it again. The child did receive medical treatment. Prophet was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Saline County Jail on requested charges of abuse of a child and aggravated intimidation of a witness. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on drug allegations. Just before 2 p.m. August 23rd, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a Chevy Silverado on 150th Road near Q Road in rural Jackson County, according to Sheriff Tim Morse. The traffic stop was initiated after the driver was allegedly found to be operating the vehicle without a valid driver's license. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in this discovery of methamphetamine, marijuana, THC, drug paraphernalia, and open containers of alcohol. Based on the circumstances, the driver, identified as Christina Marie Wakwabashkuk, 50, of Mayetta, was taken into custody. Wakwabashkuk was transported to the Jackson County Jail and booked on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of THC, use and possession with intent to use, drug paraphernalia to introduce a controlled substance into the human body, driving while suspended, transporting an open container, and vehicle liability insurance required. All suspects are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in a court of law. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, Council met in regular session Wednesday, August 19th, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Evely, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Jim Miller, and Jason Jones. Others were present to discuss council business or observe. The Norton City Council approved the minutes from its August 5th meeting on a vote of 6-0. A building permit was presented for Fred Warner for a carport. Monica Wirtz with the Kansas Rural Water Association presented Janelle Eagleberger with her wastewater apprenticeship certificate. Eagleberger is the first person in Kansas to complete both the water and wastewater apprenticeship programs. Gail Roy reported the Pickleball Committee continues to pursue grant funding for proposed courts on city property near the library. Because leasing park property requires a public hearing, the council directed the city attorney to prepare a lease agreement. A hearing on the proposed lease was scheduled for September 16th. Both actions were approved 6-0. The council approved closing First Street from Wilton to North Street or other streets as needed for a planned soapbox derby October 17th. Organizers are considering four age divisions and a business or commercial class. Cars must have four wheels, brakes, and steering, and drivers must wear helmets. City Administrator Dallas Goslin reported two applicants stood out during interviews for the water and wastewater position. The hiring committee recommended Cody Bredemeyer, Goslin's brother-in-law. Because of that relationship, Goslin requested a nepotism waiver. Bredemeyer already has a small water system certification and CDL and can begin testing immediately. The council unanimously approved the waiver and authorized an employment offer at a salary and step determined by the hiring committee. Goslin announced Norton received a 2028 City Connecting Link Improvement Program Award that will be combined with the city's 2027 project. KDOT also plans to replace the traffic signals with a camera-activated system. Work will include widening turn lanes and some roadway expansions with phases covering Highway 36 to Wilton and Wilton to Wilberforce. The 2028 award is approximately $1.5 million toward an estimated $1.8 million project, leaving the city responsible for roughly $300,000. Officials said the proposed half-cent sales tax for streets and infrastructure would not be used to cover that clip expense. Police Chief Mitch Lowry reported chamber activities, including welcoming 8 new teachers. Planning is also underway for the Christmas Light event and October Soapbox Derby. The Public Safety Committee discussed concerns about e-bike use on city streets and sidewalks. The committee recommended developing regulations that would continue allowing e-bikes while addressing rider and public safety. An ordinance is expected for consideration in September. The Public Safety Committee will meet August 31st to review it. The Utility Committee discussed increasing the monthly electric meter charge by $5 and the usage rate by 3% beginning January 1st. An ordinance is expected to be prepared for consideration at the final council meeting in October. The council unanimously scheduled the city's 2027 budget hearing for September 16th. The Ad Hoc Sales Tax Committee continued preparing information on the city's proposed 0.5% local sales tax increase for 10 years, which is scheduled to appear on the November 3rd ballot. A special meeting in Town Hall will be held August 27th at the East Campus Auditorium to explain the street and infrastructure repair plan and answer questions. The committee also discussed potentially moving a September Town Hall to October 29th. A Finance Committee meeting was scheduled for August 24th. The Parks Committee discussed addressing metering problems at the park and preparing to meet with organizations that use park facilities. Another Park Committee meeting was scheduled for September 1st. The Personnel Committee will meet August 25th. The Council held 2 10-minute executive sessions for attorney-client consultation concerning a legal matter involving an organizational concern on city property. No action was reported following the sessions. The Council then unanimously approved appropriating Ordinance Number 16 before voting 6-0 to adjourn. This concludes the reading of the unofficial Norton City Council meeting minutes. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-871-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. To buy or not to buy nitrogen and fertilizer for next year? Lori Boyer has more.
With nitrogen and fertilizer prices at current levels, producers are split on whether to wait on purchases or move on purchasing now for next season. Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, Josh Linville.
I think it's a huge mix. I think that there is a group of farmers out there that have gone ahead and they've bought their anhydrous for the fall. I think some folks have already started to buy up some of their UAN for next spring. Same thing for urea. These values have dipped down. When you look at where we're at today on a lot of these prices, they are down remarkably from where they were in March and April. And so just from that perspective, it's one of those things that's like, well, yeah, it's not quite where I would think it would be historically, but it was also way up here just not that long ago. Let's just jump on those when we get the chance. And I think there's going to be a lot of other farmers who look at it and say, this just does not make sense for my operation. If I plug those numbers into my spreadsheet, it's kicking out red numbers. That doesn't make sense. I'll wait and I'll see.
Linville encourages producers to set aside the emotion that comes with a volatile market and focus on what the price itself is signaling.
A group of former Agricultural Association leaders, farmers, and USDA officials say farm country is facing a serious crisis, and farmers are increasingly afraid to speak publicly about it. The group Restore American Agriculture launched a website where farmers and ranchers can share how trade, budget, and regulatory prices are affecting their operations. Former National Corn Growers Association CEO John Doggett said commodity groups may fear retaliation from the administration as well. They said, Bob Dineen said, farmers want markets, they don't want handouts. He's former president of the Renewable Fuels Association. He also said ag hoc assistance is necessary but not sustainable. It's not what farmers want. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Over the next 24 to 36 hours, expecting the main chance for some scattered shower and storm activity, mainly across the western half of Kansas, as another in a series of upper-level disturbances will push eastward out of the Rockies by late this afternoon into tonight. Much of eastern Kansas, though, largely looking to miss out on this precipitation. And a few of those thunderstorms could be on the strong to severe side at times, especially back into western Kansas this evening. Temperatures will be on a warming trend. We're back to highs well into the 90s to lower 100s by your weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing into the middle to upper 80s. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For north central Kansas, for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with those high temperatures climbing up into the upper 80s to lower 90s. Winds out of the north and northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures reaching up into the upper 80s to lower 90s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures climbing up into the lower 90s. Winds will be out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into south-central Kansas for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny, with those high temperatures looking to reach up into the lower to middle 90s. We'll have our winds staying fairly light out of the north at less than 10 miles per hour. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies, with high temperatures climbing up into the upper 80s to lower 90s, with our winds turning to the east and northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at kqnk.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
The High Plains Classic Hits, Q106.7.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's cattle auction. Looks like we'll be selling drop-in consignments of all classes of cattle this week here at Norton at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.